The plane in front of us is a CF-100 called Canuck that was made by the Avro manufacturer. Manufactured in 1952, this was the first and only jet interceptor fighter to have been fully designed and built in Canada. It is also the first plane to break the sound barrier in descent. At the time, Canada was the avant-garde in aeronautics and was the envy of our neighbors south of the border. In particular, the Avro CF-105 Aero. The Avro Aero was the most powerful fighter plane in the world. It could fly 2 times more quickly than the speed of sound, which in fact at times made it the fastest fighter ever designed. Due to politics, the already produced plans and planes were destroyed, and many of the engineers that worked on this project were recruited by the American companies. Right beside the Maisonneuve building, we noticed the NCSM Bonaventure Anchor, a Majestic-class aircraft carrier. Very few people know that Canada had aircraft carriers. The other anchor of the ship is in Halifax. During the Second World War, Canada had the third largest fleet in the world and dealt with the escort of supply convoys. On the other side of the street, you can see the St. Maurice Mess. It is the officer cadets mess that is located in the former Catholic chapel that was built in 1957 and has been greatly renovated since. This building was named in honor of St. Maurice d'Agon, martyr and patron saint of infantrymen. The large parking lot in front of us is used for the parade and training camp of the military college. A few decades ago, it would have been unthinkable to park cars over there. However, this ground was the witness of practical jokes from the officer cadets. Amongst them, they dismantled a plane at the airport of Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu and reassembled it on the grounds of this parking. In spite of these small, funny blows, this space nevertheless allowed for humanitarian aid when the Richelieu River flooded and needed the help of helicopters. Now let's advance to point number 6.